Always love the opportunity that we have on this program to connect with the talented people in the province. We have so many people with talents, and particularly when we talk about authors, I feel like we've got such a robust array of people from our province who are not only authors, but they are world class. They are recognized at various different levels, award winning in different areas and categories. And my next guest is one of those. In fact, we've had this fellow on our program before. Well-celebrated Saskatchewan-born author in the mystery and crime fiction world. Anthony Badulka is from Saskatoon. He's an author whose novels have earned national and international recognition, including winning the Lambda Literary Award for Best Men's Mystery in 2004. And that, by the way, made Anthony the first Canadian to win in that category. And Going to Beautiful was awarded the Best Crime Novel of the Year by the Crime Writers of Canada in 2023. Just a couple of ways in which he has been recognized. His latest novel, Home Fires Burn, which was released just last month, is the final installment in the Mary Bell trilogy that he's written, which follows a transgender private investigator in her journey uncovering mysteries and parts of her past. I'm happy to have Anthony Badulka joining us by phone. Anthony, thanks so much for taking the call.
Hey, Evan, thank you. I'm really glad to be back here with you again. It's, this means a lot for a Saskatchewan writer to get airtime like this with you. So thank you.
We had great reception last time you were on the program. Lots of people, in fact, people coming out of the woodwork telling about they used to go to school with you or work with you. In fact, you used to be, you were like an accountant, were you not?
Yes, I was. I've come by this writing career from in a very different journey. I was actually started out as a school teacher for a very short period of time, and then I was an audit manager with an accounting firm for over 10 years.
And so how was it again? Remind us. I think we talked about this last time, but what causes you to say, okay, that's enough of the office 9-to-5 life. I want to get into writing. That's a bold step.
I don't know if it's maybe a blend of insanity and passion, but for me, it was sort of, something that I'd always dreamed of doing ever since I was a little kid. But, Evan, growing up on a small farm in the middle of Saskatchewan, I knew no writers. I knew no one who did this as a career. So it never really seemed like an option. And so I went to University of Saskatchewan and had, a great career after that. But I was reaching, one of those milestone ages when you kind of ask yourself some big questions about life and what do you want to do for the rest of your days? And I thought, my gosh, if I could just, even for a little while, just be a writer and just do that thing that I felt passionate about. And so I took the leap, and it's, I say it's insanity, but I think there's something lovely about identifying passion and then just giving it some room in your life.
Yeah.
And I think, because I had a good career and I had a supportive family and spouse, like I had a safety net that if, if it didn't work out, I would be okay. And I knew that.
Yeah. Anthony, I'm curious to know, did you in school, whether it's school, like going through high school, elementary, high school, or even university, have someone that you felt kind of ignited that? You've had this passion. Was there a teacher? Was there an English teacher? Was there a professor that kind of maybe propelled that forward for you?
Yeah, I think what happened is that when I was quite young, I did quite a bit of reading, and that's what opened up the world to me, just knowing that there was something outside of, my, very small little world growing up on a farm. And I think just seeing that, people did do this and they talked about the world and they wrote about important things or they entertained people. It was that little nugget that really made it for me. Mm-hmm. And then later when I did decide I'm going to try this, there were some, as you mentioned at the start of this, there are so many incredible writers that come out of this province. And a big one for me was Gail Bowen, who's an amazing crime writer in Regina. And yeah. I saw what she was doing, and just to to see that someone who was living in Saskatchewan and writing about Saskatchewan was making it work just made it seem to me that what I thought was impossible was actually possible. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, to have someone like that, that you can see doing what you want to do, that's very powerful. And it's been great. You know, Gail and I have become great friends since then. And she's one of the great, I think, joys of this province. Just a wonderful, wonderful writer.
Anthony Bedelka is my guest, award-winning Saskatoon author of the latest book, Home Fires Burn. And this is part of a series, right, Anthony?
Yes, that's right. This is the third in a trilogy. So Home Fires Burn is the last book in the trilogy.
So let's talk about this, because the book starts with a mysterious death on a snowy road. What drew you to the start of the story with that image? And what does it set in motion for Mary Bell? Maybe we could talk a bit about Mary Bell.
Yeah. You know, the book begins, you know, when a well-known Saskatchewan entrepreneur and philanthropist is found frozen to death outside of his car. I mean, it's really something that strikes terror in the hearts of many Saskatchewan people, because it's a reality on the prairies. And he's, you know, found on a lonely road in the middle of winter, middle of the night, in the middle of nowhere. And his son doesn't believe that it's just a horrible accident. He thinks there's just no reason his father should have been there and that this shouldn't have happened. And that's what leads the son to hire our private investigator, Mary Bell, to find out what really happened. I think for me, beginning the book that way is, in a way, it's very much...
Oh, we might have lost Anthony. Have I still got you there, Anthony?
That I do, but I...
Sorry, Anthony, I'm just going to jump in because you cut out just for a second there, but we got you back, I think. So you were saying, I think what it is for me, go ahead.
Yeah, I think what it is for me is that I'm very much a Saskatchewan writer, and one of the reasons that I do what I do is that I want to represent Saskatchewan. And so I'm always kind of thinking, like, how can I do a little... lean into how a mystery can be in Saskatchewan and uniquely Saskatchewan. Mm-hmm. And, you know, some of the things, you know, I'm always looking for how can people, you know, die, because I write murder mysteries, how can people die in a very Saskatchewan way? And, you know, dying on a side of a country road in the middle of the winter is one of those things. And it's, a reviewer some time ago just sort of said that, you know, my books are very uniquely Saskatchewan in that way, that there's at one point I had written a book and there was a kidnapping that happened in the back of a grain truck. And they said, like, that's just, you know, only in Saskatchewan can that happen. So I'm always kind of, you know, a little bit of aware of how I can do that.
But I love that, Anthony. And I've read so many reviews online, and congratulations on the success you've had, because when you go online looking for reviews about your writing and your books, people are espousing how much appreciation they have for your creativity, your writing, but often it talks about, you know, your Saskatchewan roots permeating through your stories. And I can just hear in your voice, that's important to you.
It really is. You know, one of the things that I tell, you know, young writers or people who want to be writers, I think the best piece of advice I try and give them, Evan, is to ask themselves, like, why do I write? And so I had to ask myself that question. For me, it took decades really to come up with a really good reason. But my why is that I want to tell stories about underrepresented people and underrepresented places. And Saskatchewan is one of those places that I feel is underrepresented in the mystery genre. Mm-hmm. And then you asked earlier about Mary Bell, the underrepresented people that I like to write about are people from the LGBTQ community. You just don't see a lot of that, particularly in Canadian fiction. So it's something that is important to me. And it also, it's good for business. I stand out because I write about people and places that you don't often see in other books. And that helps in a competitive industry.
Anthony Bedelka is my guest, award-winning Saskatoon author. Home Fires Burn is the book. So the story is a murder mystery, but it really also explores themes of family, unresolved trauma. How do you balance those topics when you're putting and packaging this together? And you do it masterfully, but how challenging is that?
Boy, you've hit on a big one for me, because it is challenging for me. I often don't think of myself primarily as a crime writer, even though that's really how I'm known. I My love, the thing I really like to do is to explore characters. And my books, I think, very much are character studies. So when I'm creating a book, I write almost, it's like two separate outlines. And one is the crime. And then the other is what happens with the people that I'm writing about. And my tendency is to go too far on the character side of things. And so I've got good editors who, you know, kind of help pull me back a little bit. And it's important because when people pick up a mystery book, there's got to be a mystery there. And if you move too long away from that, you can lose your reader. And I certainly don't want to do that. So that balance between the two, you're right, is really important. So I've worked hard at developing over, you know, what is now a, you know, 25-year career, believe it or not.
Mm-hmm. So people pick up, read Home Fires Burn. As the author, what is your hope that they take away from the book?
You know, primarily I want people to, I have this vision that people are, you know, sitting at their lakes or sitting in their cabins or, you know, on their favorite couch with their dogs at their feet, and they're just having a darn good reading experience. That at the end of the book, they go, gosh, you know, I wish that didn't end, or you know, I really like those characters and I'd like to visit them again. I want to entertain and at the same time, you know, tell stories that are important. Each of the books in this Mary Bell series grabs little pieces from, you know, current news that happens in Saskatchewan. You know, with Home Fires Burn, when people get to the end of that book, they'll recognize something that is happening in our province right now. So putting those two things together, I think just giving people that, you know, that really good experience. You know, I'm asking people to spend hours with me with these characters I've created, and I want them to feel that they weren't cheated out of it, that it was worth their while and their money for buying that book.
That's a cool way of putting it, Anthony. Anthony Bedulca is my guest. You're asking people to spend hours with you. Writing is it's a very personal thing. So before I let you go, what is it like winning awards and getting that sort of recognition, which I know is not the goal, but it must in some ways serve as a validating point that you're doing something right. You're being recognized for this. Give me your thoughts on that.
Yeah, you know, you're right about that. It is validating. And certainly, you know, particularly at the beginning of my career, I never even thought about the award side of things. But the one thing that it does that's very important to Evan, and that's why I'm very happy whenever I'm lucky enough to have it happen, is that for a Saskatchewan writer, for a writer who writes about, you know, an underrepresented place and underrepresented people, awards just put you on a platform very different than you otherwise might have, just simply because of an award, more people will be led to read your books. And because I feel that I'm representing and I'm doing something that I hope is a little bit important, it really helps spread the word about books, and it helps me meet my writing about underrepresented people and you know, just telling these stories. So it's a good thing. You know, awards are a good thing.
Well, we appreciate you. We appreciate the fact you are from Saskatchewan. And, of course, the latest book, Home Fires Burn, was released in June. So it is out, available at bookstores. It's available online. Do you take a break or do you jump right into the next project after you release a book?
I'm usually jumping right in. I mean, when a book first comes out, the big thing is the marketing. Sure. I'm usually traveling a fair bit or doing a lot of you know, marketing and promotion type of work. But at the same time, I'm always starting to develop what I'm going to work on next.
Mm. Well, we wish you success with this one, Anthony. And I know we'll have you back on the show because there's more in your mind that'll end up on the paper. And we look forward to having you back.
Thank you, Evan. I really appreciate spending this time with you, and happy summer to you and all your listeners.
Happy summer indeed. Anthony Bedulca, award-winning Saskatoon author, Going to Beautiful, by the way, is the name of the book that was awarded Best Crime Novel of the Year by Crime Writers of Canada 2023. The newest book, Home Fires Burn, is available on bookshelves now. You're listening to 650 CKOM and 980 CJM.